This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a two-day visit to Fiji, was conferred with the Companion of the Order of Fiji, the highest honour of the country, by the President of Fiji. President Murmu addressed the Fijian Parliament, where she recalled the 75 years diplomatic association between the countries. President Murmu and Prime Minister of Fiji, Sichiveni Rabuka, presided over the formal handing over of the documentation allocating the project site for the 100-bedded super-speciality cardiology hospital in Fiji and High Commission of India Chancery and Cultural Centre complex in Suva. The documents were handed over to the High Commissioner of India to Fiji, P.S. Karthigan. Following her visit to Fiji, President Murmu will travel to New Zealand from August 7 to 9 at the invitation of Governor-General Cindy Kiro. The final leg of her tour will take President Murmu to Timor-Leste on August 10, marking another first as the inaugural head of state visit from India to the country. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin has said that an interim government will be formed after dissolving the parliament. He said this during a meeting with the leaders of various political parties and civil society representatives at Bangabhavan in Dhaka in the presence of the chief of three forces. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and left the country in a military aircraft yesterday. Army stepped in to fill the power vacuum. The Cabinet Committee on Security, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, met in New Delhi yesterday and took stock of the situation in Bangladesh. The meeting was attended by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, and others. India will host the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC Business Summit, starting today in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will inaugurate the three-day business summit along with keynote addresses from Commerce and Industries Minister Piyush Goyal and other leaders. The event will also feature several ministers of the BIMSTEC member states along with high-ranking government officials, policy makers, entrepreneurs and industry associations. India will host its first multinational air exercise, Tarang Shakti 2024, from today in Sular, Tamil Nadu. In the exercise, nearly 30 countries will participate, and out of 30, 10 countries will join the exercise with their fighter aircraft. The exercise is being conducted in two phases, which aims to showcase India's defence prowess and provide a platform for participating militaries to foster interoperability. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Vice Chief of the Air Staff, Air Marshal A.P. Singh, informed that the first phase is to be held in Sular, Tamil Nadu, from today to 14th August, and the second phase in Jodhpur, Rajasthan, from 29th August to 14th September. Air Marshal A.P. Singh further informed that India will showcase its indigenously made fighter aircraft and equipment. At Paris Olympics 2024, Avinash Sable created history last night by becoming the first Indian male athlete to qualify for the men's 3,000 metres steeplechase final. Sable finished fifth in his heat with a timing of 8 minutes and 15 seconds to qualify for the finals scheduled for 8th of August. Earlier in table tennis team event, Indian women's team beat the Romanian team by 3-2 in the round of 16 match. With this win, they have qualified for the quarterfinal scheduled to be held tomorrow. And in the Paris Olympics 2024, Indian athletes will be in action in hockey, athletics, table tennis and wrestling events today. In hockey, the Indian men's team will take on Germany today at the Yves du Manoir Stadium for a place in the final. The semi-final match will start at 10:30 p.m. IST. Defending champion and India's biggest hope for a gold medal, Neeraj Chopra will be launching his campaign in the men's javelin throw today. He will be in action in qualification group B at 3:20 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.